This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. President Bush is trying to build public support for his proposal to change Social Security. As he visits five states, the president is promoting the idea of letting younger workers divert some Social Security taxes into investment accounts. He's also putting some pressure on Democratic senators.
Because now is the time to put partisanship aside and focus on saving Social Security for young workers.
However, partisanship and politics have a lot to do with the debate over the entitlement program that's been around since the New Deal. NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson reports.
Social Security reform is by far the most politically difficult thing President Bush has attempted. Compared to initiatives that asked for no sacrifice at all, like tax cuts or new prescription drug benefits, making Social Security permanently solvent will involve some pain. So why did the president and his advisors choose Social Security as the priority for his second term? To this White House, says conservative Bill Kristol, the publisher of the Weekly Standard, partially privatizing Social Security is an expression of conservative philosophy and political strategy.
And that clearly is driven by a certain vision of the country, the ownership society that the president talks about, both a substantive vision of people taking responsibility for their own fate, not being dependent on government, and a political vision of citizens therefore not being grateful to government, therefore thinking, if I can put it this way, more like Republicans than like Democrats.
The political theory that Social Security reform would create more Republican voters goes something like this. If Social Security, as the most successful and popular New Deal program, could help cement a generation of voters' loyalty to the Democrats, why couldn't private accounts do the same for the GOP? Grover Norquist, a longtime conservative activist, explains it this way.
The politics of the left of the last century has one based on envy, on class division, on the idea that people who own businesses are different than people who work in businesses, and that division disappears if every American can look forward to retiring with real wealth and owns shares of stock directly. We already see the growth of the Republican Party, the growth of the conservative movement can be tracked directly from 1980 till today with the growth of the number of Americans who own shares of stock.
And it's not just the growth in the number of investors that fuels White House optimism. Historian Richard Norton Smith says the White House is calculating that public opinion on Social Security has reached a tipping point because the New Deal Democrats are dying off.
And they are being replaced by a whole new generation, the young people, who quite frankly don't expect very much from government at all, and certainly do not expect that when they retire that there will be a Social Security program as their parents and grandparents knew it. And those are the waters in which the Republican strategists are fishing.
Then there's the political appeal of fundamentally reshaping the signature program of FDR and the New Deal. In a recent memo, Peter Wehner, the director of the White House Office of Strategic Initiatives, said, quote, "If we succeed in reforming Social Security, it will rank as one of the most significant conservative governing achievements ever." Not all conservatives agree that partially privatizing Social Security should be the president's top priority. Bill Kristol is one conservative skeptic.
For some Republicans and conservatives, and especially libertarians, Social Security is the white whale. You know, this is Moby Dick. And somehow this is the triumph of the New Deal. This is what they've disliked, many of them, for so long. But a lot of conservatives still think, in a way, that was the moment of Democratic triumph, and it has to be somehow modified to create a new moment of Republican triumph.
For their part, Democrats dismiss the political theory of the president's Social Security reform. They say the plan won't pass, and even if it does, it won't have a political payoff for Republicans, because younger people will not only get private accounts, they'll also be saddled with trillions of dollars in new debt. Still, admits Democrat John Podesta, Bill Clinton's former chief of staff, the president has already achieved one of his political goals, changing the terms of the debate.
I think there's no question that the president has been adept of setting the table on his terms. He comes up with ideas that are, you have to give him credit, they're at least big. Whether they're sensible or not, whether they're reckless or not, is another matter. I think the challenge for Democrats inside Social Security is to point out the flaws in the president's program. But then I think they also need ideas about how we can strengthen retirement security.
If Democrats do come up with an alternative, the president's Social Security plan would have another political benefit, sparking a long overdue debate about entitlement reform. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.